Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Peacock?
Here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the May 17th, 2021 Committee of the Whole Minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of May 17th, 2021.
Second.
Second. Is your mic on?
No, it's on, but it's not working.
Check yours.
Testing, testing, testing. What's that? You're picking them? Okay, there we go. All righty. So motion by Trustee Katsinas, seconded by Trustee Malani. Any questions or comments on the minutes? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye.
Standardization of street name signs.
So this is for discussion item only, so why don't you start off, Joel, with an explanation of our street signs.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. What I have before you is kind of an update that we're doing in the village. This sign I'm showing you currently is what we currently have on our streets. We're doing this program for over a 12-year period. We have been doing some sign replacements, general public safety signs in the areas, but about a year and a half ago, our sign person retired, and so we're picking that program back up to continue that 12-year cycle. And what we are concerned about, obviously, is the reflectivity for the nighttime, so that people can see the signs and then be able to, you know, proceed. One of the things we're doing as well is not only the safety, you know, stop signs and crosswalks and so forth, is also to update our street signs. And what I have, I showed you the current one. This would be with the arm, would be for the new standard that we have at the village with the emblem, border, and with the white background. This would be predominantly throughout most of the neighborhoods. We have one exception. Show this one with the black border, and this black border would actually be for the historical site area of the village, and they would actually have the black with the emblem as well. The white still stands out with even in the dark environments. And so we thought we'd show that to you of what we're doing in the village and the importance of that for the program that we're doing with science.
Are there any questions or comments,
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Malani.
From what I understand, we can actually refurbish signs if we wanted to, but I've heard that that could actually be more costly than purchasing new signs. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so this is actually the more efficient and economical way to do it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Katsinas?
Just the cost factor, because that arm is that arm something new that's added?
No, I just wanted to demonstrate okay. How, you know, what we currently have and how it would actually mount.
Okay, they look a little bigger, so maybe a little more expensive than the old ones, cost-wise?
No.
Okay.
We'd use the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, great. Thanks for the update. What?
So they look very nice. Nice, sleek, modern look. Looks very nice. Nicely done.
Any other comments? Okay.
All right, 2021 Land Development Code Amendments, Part 1.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Healy.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Article 5 of the Village of Orland Park Land Development Code, as amended and as fully referenced below.
Second.
Could I get an update of a synopsis of what all of the various changes are?
So this particular amendment, thank you, Mr. Mann, other members of the Village Board, this particular amendment is a clarification and an attempt to streamline our current development review process. Under the current process, after preliminary engineering, planning, and landscaping plans have been granted preliminary level of approval, the petition heads to the public hearing at a plan commission. Right now, when a petition receives unanimous approval at the planning commission, it goes for preliminary plan approval to the Board of Trustees. What this change will do is, after a unanimous approval at the planning commission, the developer will be directed to prepare final plans, and from there, that once the final plans have been reviewed and approved by village staff, they will be presented in one package to the Board of Trustees. So the intent is to save potentially two weeks to 4 weeks in the overall process, and then the village board will see the final documents as opposed to the preliminary level of the plan.
So this previously would come to us twice for the preliminary and then the final, so then it would only come as a final.
Correct. So what it does is, once the final plans are prepared and after the village board grants their approval, they are much closer to building permit as opposed to getting the preliminary level. Then they go back and prepare their final plans, get their outside agency approvals. So you'll see it in much a more complete package, I guess.
What happens in that rare case, like we had for the first time ever, last board meeting, where the board disagrees with something the planning commission gives? So the planning commission does something unanimously, the board changes that. In this particular case, I think staff had some concerns regarding what the planning commission did, or what they approved. So how do we handle that so that we don't find final documents based on something that isn't going to be approval? Will that be something that's your judgment, like it is now, to go to the COW?
Correct. So we've left that in there. Just in the instance, it's at the discretion of the Development Services Director. Should there be a unanimous approval at the Planning Commission, but there potentially is still concern from the public at the Planning Commission meeting, we have the opportunity to bring it forward in the normal or the standard process that there is today, where we'll have a discussion at the committee before we direct them to prepare final plans.
Okay, so we'd still be cutting out a step because we'll do committee of the whole first, and only one Board of Trustees in that case. But it does still, you do still reserve that option, because we actually, for the first time since I've been here, actually, we actually had that happen.
Right, so we want to make it as streamlined as possible, but we also want to make sure that we're not putting the developer in a situation of something that they can't achieve.
Agreed. Okay, any other comments? Were there any other changes associated with this?
The packet's pretty significant because it's referenced in many areas of the code, but essentially that is the sole amendment that's taking place right
okay.
now.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Compass.
So just to get clarification on development requiring administrative review, so I think I saw that it was for minor exterior changes to sites, restaurants that don't require preliminary plan review. Will those not go before the Committee of the Whole and the Board of Trustees in final?
Those currently do not. So those are handled as part of the appearance review process, and that is reviewed by our planning division in conjunction with a building permit. And then neither is issued until both are approved.
Any other comments? The one thing I would add is that when you have these code changes, because you're right, there's a lot in the code, and you're trying to read through it, sift through it, and it's a lot. If in the front of it, if you could just have a summary of this is the change, or these are the three changes, whatever it is.
How about a bulleted list?
That would be great.
Okay.
a bulleted list of the changes so that we know what all those red changes are and don't have to try and sift through them all and understand them all, which is, you know, referring to one thing then to another, blah, blah, blah. And probably also good to put on our website as part of the meeting packet so that the public can see that as well.
Absolutely.
Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Elevated Tank Number 7 Painting Bid Award.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to accept the base bid from Era Valdivia of Chicago, Illinois, and award a contract in an amount of $720,000 plus a $72,000 contingency for a total amount not to exceed $792,000, and to recommend the Village Board of Trustees to authorize the Village Manager to execute all related contracts subject to Village Attorney review, and to recommend the Village Board of Trustees to authorize the Village Manager to approve change orders not to exceed the contingency amount.
Second.
Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I noticed this budget's much different than when we did tower number 5. I was wondering, why is there such a difference in the project?
Yes. What we did was we looked at the scope of work. The A&E needed some additional time to finish up the electrical work, but as we did in Tower 5, we did painting first, then the electrical work. So I brought this to your approval now so we can get the painting on the street, get awarded, get that work started, and then we'll come to the board very shortly for a second piece, which is the electrical piece.
Yes. So the electrical will be handled separately then, as instead of one.
Correct. And that's why the amount is a little less than last year.
Okay. And just something I want to make sure too as well. We're still not going to have the finishing coat on here, so these can be repainted without sandblasting down the bare metal the next time, right?
Correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
Is there a, we're in the middle of doing a couple, all these tanks in the village.
Correct.
And there's, we're doing one a year for?
7 years.
7 years. This is the same contractor that we authorized last year.
Correct.
Do we get a discount for multiple years, and why not, if we're satisfied with his work so far, you might want to consider a multiple year bid, or am I off base with that?
We could look at that in the out years if that's something. Each tower is a little bit different, so they may bring a little different skill set. So we do have it individually, but something we could look at for a multi-year award.
We'll look at a 2 year award. We'll 1 year and then the next year. So we'll for next year we'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Good comment.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Rechtscheski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Agenda initiative, barbecue competition.
So this is an initiative from Bueller.
Trustee Malani?
Thanks.
Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. I've been conducting some research into what it would be involved to host an annual barbecue competition in Orland Park. I think it'd be a great way to kick off our spring and summer events and bring yet another cost neutral or even cash positive event to our residents right out of the gate. There's several competitive barbecue competitions in our area and throughout the Midwest. Hersher, Illinois has one, Frankfort, Palos Park, Park Ridge, Westmont, Blue Island, just to name a few. They draw a very large crowd, have a large following, and they usually happen rain or shine. I think that, you know, for Orland Park, you know, we could probably have a nice rib and chicken competition where, you know, we can draw some people in, have like a People's Choice Award where people come in, buy tickets, sample ribs, and then, you know, vote on their winner. Also have some competitive judging as well. And maybe even be able to pair it with a free concert day or a popular event, another popular event that we're having where we can have a large draw of people. That way, both events can actually benefit another. You could actually have your barbecue competition in the morning, wrap up about 3 or 4 o'clock when the concert's starting, and then when everybody's done, the awards are given out. Everybody goes out and enjoys the show. I think also it's a great way to either partner with a local, you know, distributor like a Rock Bottom or a Cooper's Hawk, or even a distributor that we've done business with in the past, and also maybe even be able to bring in some volunteer assistant, maybe with some of our volunteer organizations to help out with the staffing. I've spoken with Rick Bem from Palos Park and Sue Lynchy from Frankfurt in regards to their events, and both of them are willing to share information and provide input into helping us create a successful event. We've had some great conversations already, and they helped me with a lot of my research. And depending on what type of event we want to run, I think we have several options. And most importantly, I think marketing is going to be key. I mean, social media is big in the barbecue world, and also people share information at other events. You know, I can easily get our information into four or five other event managers' hands, make people aware of our competition ahead of time so we can get a good turnout, and then we could always return the favor and be able to share some of their information at our events as well. There were two attachments in the packet. One was for Frankfurt and one for the Palos Park event for everyone to review. Provides a lot of good detail as into how they run their event, the type of rules, you know, like I said, Rick and Sue have offered their input as well. So, you know, if we have any questions into how they ran their events, we can always reach out to them. So I look forward to any questions you may have, and more than happy to help out with the planning and organization of the event as well.
Just so that everybody knows here, the new trustees, so an initiative, the way we work that is anybody, any of the trustees can bring an initiative forward to see if it goes on the main agenda. And what we're deciding here tonight is whether or not we have staff research, do money, invest time, blah, 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 on this, and then bring it to the board as a whole. It takes three of the seven of us to vote for it, for that to happen. And the reason that was all put in place was when we replaced the committees and went to the committee of the whole structure, trustees could no longer directly put something on the agenda, but this way, even a minority of trustees can still get something placed on the agenda if they'd like. So that's the reason that's in place. So just so you understand the process. My only, so this, I think it's a great potential event. The only thing I have about this is that, isn't the American Legion doing this event this year for the first time? So, and that moved here because another town could no longer host them, COVID reasons or whatever, so now it's moving here. So if successful, it may stay here, correct?
They have expressed an interest in continuing year to year if it's successful this year.
So from my perspective, we may have the barbecue event without us having to do all the work, which I think is even better than us doing the work and having one, and we still have one. So my perspective, and you know, everyone can weigh in, my perspective would be, let's wait and see how the American Legion one goes, and if the American Legion one, you know, indicates they're not interested, then we can investigate it. But if the American Legion one goes well and they continue to be interested for next year, I see no reason for us to spend staff time now until we see that happen. That's my perspective.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I agree with what you just said there. Mike, do you know, or Ray, do you know, does the American Legion one contemplate some of the things Mike was talking about, like vendors and, you know, do they have a date specific where they're having it, or do we have some flexibility maybe not this first year, but maybe going forward, maybe to work together to, because I like a lot of the ideas that you brought up. You know, personally, I think that those are some great ideas. I just don't know enough about this one.
Sure. I don't know their traditional date, if their August date is the normal date that they do. They have expressed an interest in doing this year to year, assuming that it's successful. It does incorporate a lot of the components that Trustee Milani had mentioned, so they will have the competition starting early in the day. They will have the public tasting, the awards, and then concerts start up around noon that day going through the early evening.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
I talked with Ray and George earlier last week, and you know, we had talked about this other event that was happening, and I agree. It was the idea today was really to kind of bring it to the table, say we were interested, and as you mentioned, you know, see if it's successful, and maybe there's a way we could partner with them next year to help them have even a more successful event. So I think there's a lot that the village can provide to help them be successful, and then you know, they can have their event and raise the funds they need to run, so it could be a win for everybody. And I've talked with the organizer of that event as well, and you know, they're happy to share ideas and to work together. So,
any other comments? So, if I captured your comments correctly, what you'd like the board to vote on is whether or not, once this event is over, is that we explore partnering and working with them so that they have the event next year, and if there's anything we can do to make it even more successful, that we do that. Is that correct?
Correct. And if they decide not to do it, then we can look into doing it ourselves.
Okay. Going, if you can just take a roll across the board of who's willing to take that approach, and look and see if we can help them be more successful next year. And if they do back out, then we will investigate further. Otherwise, we will work to partner with them. You can call the roll on that.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Rashesky?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors.
Anybody here to speak? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Motion I can hear.
Motion by Compass and seconded by Malani.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Rashesky?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye. We're adjourned. See you at 7 o'clock for the board meeting.
Mayor and